are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
As the owner and manager of your company, it's your responsibility to motivate three different groups of people. When you first started your business, you had to motivate potential customers to call you instead of your competitors. After you developed a customer base, you found that you had to motivate your existing customers to call you again. Both groups call your company for a variety of reasons. Maybe they like your advertising. Maybe they've heard of your company from a friend, and maybe they were so pleased with your customer service that they decided to call you again. This is where the third group comes in, your employees. Somehow you have to figure out how to motivate your employees to give the best customer service possible. It's probably the toughest job you will face as an owner. Now, motivation comes from different areas. The purpose of this tape is to give you ideas on how to use incentives to motivate your employees. If you are looking for ways to increase sales, improve profits, cut down on absenteeism, and improve customer relations, you might want to consider developing an incentive program for your employees. More and more contractors are finding innovative ways to get their employees to sell products and services to the customers. Offering incentives is a touchy subject. If you asked an old-timer about incentive programs for employees, you might get an answer like, keeping their job should be incentive enough. While it's true that every employee should be aware of the requirements necessary to retain employment, we have to realize that, as Bob Dylan sang, the times they are changing. Researchers are finding that employees want more than money. They want a career and a position with a company. Money is really only one way to reward employees. In fact, researchers are finding that there are many things you can offer besides a raise or a bonus, which will get the effect that you're looking for. It's been proven time and again that increasing motivation leads to improved performance. When you show your employees how much you value them, the rewards come back in the form of higher productivity, increased sales, and greater customer satisfaction. The one secret that makes incentive programs and contests work is found in the word motivation. Motivation is the concept that within an individual, something like an idea, a need, an emotion, or desire can create an action. We're all motivated by different things. The trick is to find out what motivates each of your employees. In his book, Motivation in the Real World, Dr. Saul Gellerman states that there are two different types of people. The winners, who motivate themselves by achieving their goals and getting others to achieve their goals, and the rest of us, the survivors. We're the ones who welcome success only if the effort to pursue it is not too great. Instead of taking chances, we're more worried about things like being secure, depending on someone to tell us what to do, and we want to make sure we conform with the group. You know these types because you probably have some of them working for you. Again, the purpose of this tape is to give you an idea of how to motivate your employees to do the things you feel will help your business grow. During the discussion, you will learn how to design incentive programs, which will get your employees motivated and involved in the success of the program. You will hear how contractors like yourselves are using incentive programs to sell additional products and improve customer relations. When you think of incentive programs, the first thought that comes to mind is, what type of incentive program should I develop, and what are they going to cost me? Well, there are several types of incentives contractors are offering their employees. Some are offering money. They're offering awards. Maybe they have a tool fund set up. Maybe they offer time off. Maybe they have more responsibility as a reward. Maybe you get a better office or a bigger office. Maybe the newest truck in the fleet goes to the tech with the meeting the goals and set up in the program. Recognition, promotion, and training. What's to be gained by offering incentive programs? Well, many owners are finding that incentives accomplish much more than increasing sales. There are many good reasons for offering incentives above and beyond the wages you pay your employees.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.